بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شعر فاضل الشيخ يقول رومي وقت تبريد دورة هذا الشيخ حكيم محمد اختصار نور الله مركزه. تايتل آتش غم کی ترجمانی ہے. آتش غم کی ترجمانی ہے. حسن فانی ہے عشق فانی ہے. حسن فانی ہے عشق فانی ہے. کون کہتا ہے جا ودانی ہے. کون کہتا ہے جاودانی ہے. حسن فانی ہے عشق فانی ہے. وقفے وقفے سے آہ کی آواز. وقفے وقفے سے آہ کی آواز. آتش غم کی ترجمانی ہے. آتش غم کی ترجمانی ہے. کیا بھروسہ مجاز عالم کا. کیا بھروسہ مجاز عالم کا. عشق ان کا ہی غیر فانی ہے. عشق ان کا ہی غیر فانی ہے. راہ تقویٰ کے غم کا کیا کہنا. راہ تقویٰ کے غم کا کیا کہنا. دوست تو رش کے شادمانی ہے. دوست تو رش کے شادمانی ہے. خون حسرت سے آہ نالوں سے. خون حسرت سے آہ نالوں سے. اپنی دنیا الگ بنانی ہے. اپنی دنیا الگ بنانی ہے. اپنی خوشیوں کے خون سے اے دل. اپنی خوشیوں کے خون سے اے دل. شمع ایمان کی جلانی ہے. شمع ایمان کی جلانی ہے. آہ سے اور چشم تر سے آہ. آہ سے اور چشم تر سے آہ. کیسی تقریر بے زبانی ہے. کیسی تقریر بے زبانی ہے. درد نسبت کی دوست تو تدبیر. درد نسبت کی دوست تو تدبیر. ہر نفس دل کی پاسبانی ہے. ہر نفس دل کی پاسبانی ہے. مشغلہ اہل دل کا ہے اختر. مشغلہ اہل دل کا ہے اختر. باغ ایمان کی باغبانی ہے. باغ ایمان کی باغبانی ہے. کیا بھروسہ مجاز عالم کا. عشق ان کا ہی غیر فانی ہے، حسن فانی ہے، عشق فانی ہے، کون کہتا ہے جاودانی ہے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد لله وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى، اما بعد. فرینڈ، دیز آر دا اشعار آف اور بلاوت دادا شیخ عارف باللہ رومی زمانہ تبریز دورہ حضرت شاہ مولانا محمد حکیم اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ، وچ از فلڈ ود دا لو آف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ دیٹ یو سی ان دی اشعار اینڈ دی پوئٹری دیٹ از کمنگ اہیڈ. حضرت ہیز انٹائٹلڈ دا انٹائر پوئم یہ آتش غم کی ترجمانی ہے. That my style and my life, this is actually the translation, the meaning of the flame of that concern that I've got in my heart. Day and night, 24 hours of the day. From what a young age, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi, from a very young age, in an age when we are still busy with our cell phones and our children are still in the football and in the sports and running around. From that tender age already Hazrat was in this line, and all the time that how can we get linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat rahmatullah is saying that these words are actually just a translation of the pain that I've got in my heart. That how can we really link ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is really the object of our life. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world for a so short while that if we look at it, that it is not even a blink of an eye. Because the life of this world is temporary, and the life of the akhirat is like Hazrat Allah rahmatullah uses the word there, jawidani, permanent, abadan, 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 forever and ever and ever. Something which is temporary, how can it ever be compared to something which is permanent? And something which is temporary is going to come to an end. And you cannot compare it, because you cannot get even a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a percentage compared to something which is permanent. So Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi, in the first couplet of this poem, this beautiful poem, says, حسن فانی ہے، عشق فانی ہے، کون کہتا ہے جاویدانی ہے. That people get involved in illicit affairs, and the beauties of this world, the temptations of this world, whatever it is, whether it is painted dollies, whether it is something else, whether it is a person's idols, like we learn here always, that everybody knows that to worship an idol, that is shirk. That this is making partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the idols which are in our heart, our businesses, our sports, our hobbies, our company which takes us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all these things, outwardly it may seem that it is giving a lot of pleasure, a person is enjoying. But inwardly, if you look at it, a person is restless. He hasn't got peace of mind. He hasn't got contentment of heart. He's always restless. He's always worried. A person in an illicit affair. My wife mustn't come to know. My father mustn't come to know. My parents, my children mustn't come to know. And the day that all this opens up, then a person realizes that, I had everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed me with everything. And just for a little bit of pleasure, which outwardly seems like pleasure, a person who's thirsty, he can drink how much he wants salt water. He'll never quench his thirst. He'll become even more thirsty. So when shaitan leads a person astray, and he commits a sin, and he's looking for pleasure all the time, today it is something, tomorrow it will be something more, the next day, and then the person realizes that he's come to a point, now when everything opens up, and everybody turns away from him, now he says, oh, what did I do? So, kaun kehta hai, ke عشق فانی ہے، کون کہتا ہے کہ جاویدانی ہے؟ دیٹ آل دیز illicit affairs اینڈ آل دیز pleasures آف دس ورلڈ، ہو سیز دیٹ دس از پرماننٹ؟ وی آل نو دیٹ وی کین بی ہیئر، وی آر رائٹ ہیئر، وی ڈونٹ ایون نو اف وی گوئنگ ٹو ریچ دا کار، وی ڈونٹ ایون نو اف وی گوئنگ ٹو گو ہوم، لائف از سو شارٹ، ہو سیز دیٹ آل دیز تھنگز آر پرماننٹ؟ ہو سیز دیٹ دیر از پلیجر ان دس؟ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ بلیس اس وتھ انڈرسٹینڈنگ. فردر حضرت والا رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سیز، وقفہ وقفہ سے آہ کی آواز آتش غم کی ترجمانی ہے. Sometimes in solitude, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, every now and then, waqfa waqfa, every now and then in solitude, when that comes out of the heart, When Hazratullah rahmatullah alayhi sits and ponders, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi is a rebuter to him, who said that tafakkuri sa'atin khayrun min qiyami laylatin. To sit and ponder in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far more superior than standing in optional ibadat for the entire night. Which does not mean that a person should not make an effort to make nafil ibadat, but to ponder in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when these lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sit, and then the thoughts of the in their mind and the pain in their heart, that what is, how many a time Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself would say, what is wrong with the people? يَفْعَلُونَ كَذَا وَكَذَا وَكَذَا, doing this and doing that and doing that. And these people, they, the love of Allah that they have of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their heart, they don't want to go with it alone, they want to pass it on, that how can this be ignited in the heart of each and every person? How can each and every person be linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi think that sometimes in solitude, when this ah and this sigh comes out, this deep, this cold breath comes out from the heart, that very warm sigh, that ah, what is life? And how temporary the life of this world is. And if only people can realize, if only people can come, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi said in one poem so beautifully, just sit in our company, let us teach you the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one day we will not be around. And really, now, one day we were saying Maddadul Ali, and we were saying Damat Barakatuhum, today we are saying Rahmatullahi Ali, one day we will also be gone. These people made their akhirat. When we are gone, who is going to even take our name? Let us do what we can. Today we cannot even trust on anybody that who will even read three Qul Hu Allah for us. So Hazrat Allah Shukrullah is saying that sometimes sitting in solitude, just saying, ah, the thought, the pain that's in the heart, this is actually the meaning of the pain that I've got in my heart. The translation, a person can understand what flame is burning in this heart, that how can everybody be linked to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can everybody get linked to the Zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, kya bharosa majaz-e alam ka, ishq unka hi ghair fani hai. What support, what can we trust? The pleasures of this world, it is so temporary. The only thing which is permanent is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the more a person comes into the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, juju dawaki marz barta gaya. That as we try to remedy the sickness, so to say, the sickness of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we try to remedy it, the more we found pleasure in it, the more we gave so to say, the disease increased. Giving a parable, giving an example, that this is like a sickness of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we try to remedy it, and then we sat and we thought of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, what ni'mat you have blessed us with. How you make the sun rise, how you make the sunset, how the seasons change, how the vegetation grows, how the animals live. When you think about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is just impossible that a person cannot fall into deeper love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is just impossible that a person cannot turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, Raya taqwa ke gham ka kya kehna? Dosto, rash ke shadmani hai. That this path of the taqwa, path of fear, consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pain that a person has in the heart, that other people, when a person sees, they are doing this, they are doing, they are going on holidays, they are going for picnics, they are doing this, they are enjoying, so to say outwardly, enjoying life, and a person controls himself. That is taqwa, that a person leads a life, that how can I make my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my Allah who is beloved to me, who I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can I displease him? Now a person controls himself, and outwardly it may seem that he's not enjoying. He's just sitting in one corner, he's in the masjid, he's making tilawat, he's reading nafal namazes, he's keeping nafal fast, etc. So a person feels that outwardly he's not enjoying. But really, this is true love, and this, Hazrat Rahmatullah says, Rashke Shadmani hai. It is the envy of joy. That outwardly those people who seem to be enjoying life, they feel when they see these people, then they feel, how can we also become like that? How can we change our lives? That outwardly it seems that we've got everything going for us. People who have got huge, huge empires. Ask them, as we learn here, that suicide is most common amongst the wealthy. That outwardly it seems that these people have got everything. But what they are lacking is the contentment of heart. Is the peace of mind. That is what they are lacking. And when they see that ordinary people who have got it, then they feel we can sacrifice everything. If only we can, Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi in one poem said that this is not like oil, like fruit that can be just drilled into the ground. We can do drilling and rigging and taking out, take it out like oil will come out of the ground. That we have to work for, you have to make an effort, and once a person gets it, and now he's got this closeness to all of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then outwardly those who seem to have been enjoying life, rashke shadmani hai, it is their envy, that how can we sacrifice everything we have to take away this wealth, or to acquire this wealth that these people, these simpletons have got. Further, Hazrat Rasulullah rahmatullahi alayhi say, khun hasrat se aah aur naalo se, apni dunya alag banani hai, khun hasrat. When a person will murder his desires, so to say, khun, to commit murder, when a person will kill his desires and sacrifice his desires, khun hasrat se, aho nalo se, and turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making tawbah, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, trying to build a bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this way, apni dunya alag banani hai. We have to make our world, we have to make our akhirat a different one. We have to become successful. We have to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this avenue of sacrificing our illicit and unlawful desires. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, apni khushiyon ke khoon se ae dil, samay iman ki jalani hai. Again, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi is giving us the same thing, that always keep your nafs in check. Taqwa, to lead a life that tomorrow when we stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we are not ashamed. We be successful, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with us. So we sacrifice our illicit desires, we sacrifice our najais pleasures for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in this way we must ignite the flame of iman, make our iman stronger and become closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, aah se, aur chashme tar se aah, kaisi taqreer be-zubani hai. By taking out this deep sigh and thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, building a bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thinking that, how did I lead my life? Every person thinks, like we learn here, umar bachpan ki ho gayi, bachpan nahi gaya. That we are 55 years old, bachpan 55, bachpan childhood, our tomfoolery hasn't left us. We are still running behind this and still involved in the games on the cell phone and still worried about this thing and still worried about that thing. Wallah, the cell phone, if only we can take the lessons from here and we can see how many a marriage is breaking up, how many a family is being torn apart, how many children are being left, so to say, without parents. This is happening, that is happening. We are still in this. We are 55 years old, 60 years old, 70 years old, and we cannot come out of all these addictions of the pleasure of this world. And life is so short, life is so short, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, always increase the memory of that aspect which will put an end to illicit pleasures and unlawful pleasures. And what is that? Maut. Let us remember it and always think of it, that one day definitely we are going to be returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, Hazrat Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, dard nisbat ki dosto tadbeer har nafs dil ki paasbani hai. That dard nisbat, this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this effort that we're making to come towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dosto tadbeer, this is actually the translation, this is the meaning, or that we should look, make pass and fast. Pass and fast, we are taught that to look after every breath of a person, that was breathing in, we say Allah, and breathing out, we say Allah. But our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Alayhi taught it and made it so easy for us. Ke kaam karna aasan hai ya na karna aasan hai? Is it easier to do an act or just to sit back and do nothing? To make an effort in doing something, to carry out any action, a person's got to make an effort. To displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to commit a guna, you've got to make an effort. So how many times a person has got to plan and plot that I will do this and I will do, rather just stay away without doing a sin, to not to carry out any action, that is far more easier. That is far more easier. Just stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is actually fast and fast. That every breath that we breathe in and out, wherever we are, whether we are at home, domestic life, public life, in the masjid, in our business field, wherever we are, stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This in true essence and this in fact is really fast and fast, looking after each and every breath of a person. And in the final stanza of the poem, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, Mashkala ahl adil ka ay akhtar, baag iman ki baagbani hai. the work of those people who have got a bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the people who are really ahl adil, that they've got, we've all got heart. We are all human beings. Biologically, we've all got limbs and we've all got different organs in the body, like Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum had. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they were really people, they were men. Like that those people who have got a bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ahl adil, they've got true hearts. And what is their work? Day and night, their work is that they are looking after the garden of the iman. Like how we have a beautiful garden outside. From now, before spring comes, now we are putting fertilizer and turning the soil and putting water, etc., so that in summer we can have a beautiful garden. We can have lush green lawn, and we have flowers, and we'll be able to sit in the shade of the trees, and we'll enjoy different fruits, etc. We've got to make that effort now. What is the effort of the Ahlullah? That they are looking after that bar, the garden of the iman, the garden of the heart, so that inshallah one day when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is pleased with us, and inshallah we attain salvation. Allah bless me with understanding. First of all, thereafter everybody else.
Manana Zakaria, sir, a student here, he graduated here, and mashallah, he was so active when he was here, so very, very active. Allah meant it. Some bimari illness got him, but mashallah, he's still fully engaged in the work of deen, in spite of being like this. And he travels also, and he's fully engaged in the work of deen. He's from the UK, and he'll give us some advices, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamu ala imadihi alladhi istafa. My dear respected elders, I have nothing much in my mind. My Hazrat Wala has commanded me that I might give a few advices. So whatever comes to my mind, inshallah, I will speak with you. First of all, Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran. When Allah Ta'ala mentions something in the Quran, and takes a qasam of something in the Quran, it's something huge. When Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam of something, He doesn't take a qasam of something small. Allah Ta'ala has taken a qasam in the Quran. Wal asr, by the qasam of time, by the token of time, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Insan is in destruction. Allah Ta'ala is taking the qasam of time. Time is something very valuable. Shaitan, as we know, in the Quran Allah Ta'ala mentions, he is not only an enemy. Allah mentions what in the Quran? He is aduwe mubin. He is an open enemy of ours. We know that he is an open enemy of ours. So he's going to try to take us off the road. How does he take us off the road? By wasting our time. When we waste our time, we are going from the destination on a slip road. And when we are taking a slip road, like I always give an example to my students, I said you are supposed to go towards London. You are going towards south. But now you are heading towards Scotland. It's completely the opposite direction. In the same way, Shaitan is trying to channel us the opposite way. And how is that? How is that? That is by wasting our time. Especially, I was speaking to Hazrat Wala today, that I was in the Haram a few years ago, and I met a person in the Haram, and he told me that, you know, one of the shuyukh in the Haram, he was giving a dars, and in the dars he was saying that, you know what, Shaitan's mission has become easier for him. As in, Now it is going downhill for him. Downhill, what do you mean? As in, first he would have to make an effort. For example, when we were kids, or maybe my elder brother, when he would, or somebody would like to go clubbing or something, they would have to plan it. They would have to wait for the father to go to bed, and then take his clothes in a bag. He'd climb down the drain pipe, he'd climb down, he'd go into McDonald's, he'll change his clothes, he'll catch a taxi, he'll go out of town. Nowadays you don't need to do that. It happens all in our bedroom. In the comfort of your home, you're sitting there and Shaitan is shooting his arrows. And whatever you needed to make an effort for before years ago, now it's happening very easy. Why? Because of this cell phone. It's very good. Cell phone, I'm not saying it's bad. It's good. But if you use it in the wrong way, then it's like, for example, I said to the students the other day that, for example, a knife. There's nothing wrong with a knife. Knife is very, very good. You cut bread, you cut things with it. You need a knife. That same knife, which is good for you, keep it in the hands of a five-year-old. What's going to be the condition? It's the same thing. It's a knife, but you give it in the wrong hands, it will cause destruction. In the same way, the phone, the cell phone, is very useful. Look, modern technology. Modern technology is the fitna of this zamana. The fitna and the trial of this zamana is modern technology. You can't do without it. You can't seclude yourself from it. You need to sometimes use it. But you know what? There's guidelines how to use it. And if you don't go according to the guideline, then it will make you end up where? In the doors of Jahannam. It'll be too late for you. You spent your life. Allah take a qasam, wala asr, by the token of zamana and time, insan is in destruction. Why is Allah Ta'ala taking a qasam of time? Because time is very precious. I was saying to the students, that day I was walking with one student. Well, he was taking me along. I said, what day is it? What time is it? Is this second ever going to come back to you? It's never going to come back. In the same way, our time, which we are passing now, it's going. Use it in a useful way, which you would like to present in front of Allah Ta'ala. If you know you can't present it in front of Allah, then you know what? Abstain from it. Stay back from it. So like I was saying, modern technology, there's nothing wrong with it, but use it in a very careful way and let it not take you on the slipway to Jahannam. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq.
We are fortunate we also have one, mashallah, also our student here who's from London also, and they are doing very, very good work there. He'll also give us some advice, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له محمدا رسوله First of all, I have no right to speak in front of my asatiza here and in this masjid, but I'm the folk al-adab. Keeping that in mind, I'll just share a few things. So, I was farigh in 2012, and every few years I try and come back to the madrasa. So the connection with the asatiza, I feel that it's very important, the word connection. So, how we, like in London, we have our halat there, and we're going through day-to-day life. But if we have no connection with our asatiza, then it's possible that we forget our roots, and that happens as well. So it's very important, and I feel that it's very important as well, that every few years that I come back and share my experiences with the asatiza, and they can also guide me in the correct way as well. And so this word connection, I think, is very important in this majlis here as well. Alhamdulillah, we come every week and we have that connection, we rebuild that connection, so it's very important. I just want to say one kalbuzari and then I'll just stop speaking. In the maktab, one maktab that I am in charge of, we had one parent once, he came to us. He's a Pakistani person from Pakistan, and his wife is German. So he came to me, and his son was 10 years old. So he goes to me that I had no intention of enrolling my son into any madrasa. And I had the feeling that because he was from Pakistan, he saw the ikhtilafat, etc., of the different firaq there. He had no intention of enrolling his son. So he says to me, I have no intention, but I've brought him today to the madrasa here. So I asked him, why have you brought him here to the madrasa today? So he said, a few weeks ago I asked my son that who is your God, and he said Jesus. So this was the halat of his boy that was 10 years old. So he had a son that was 10 years old. He was a Muslim, but he had a son that had no iman in him for 10 years. And he only came to realize that when he asked him, who is your God? And so this is the some of the halat that we're going through in some parts of England. Alhamdulillah, some parts are good, other parts are very desolate in terms of the population of the Muslims. So in those, and I'm sure in South Africa we have those areas as well, that when there's not a good population of the Muslims, people have these sorts of aqaid and beliefs. So alhamdulillah, that boy, his father enrolled him. His mother was German, and father Pakistani. Obviously, there was no mahol at home as well. So it's very important to have mahol at home and also have a good maktab system as well. So that boy, alhamdulillah, he studied with us for a few years. Now he's reading Quran and his beliefs are in check, alhamdulillah. So it's very important to have connection with our mashayikh, with our asatiza, and also with the work that happened. Inshallah, make dua for us, inshallah. I'm leaving tomorrow. Inshallah, make dua. I'd like to come back again, inshallah.
What Maulana mentioned is not only in the UK or other places. One alim here recently mentioned in one of our towns, speaking to her daughter told that what you call it, something about deen. She said, I'm thinking about it, whether about Islam and about Allah, whether he exists and that. And then she found a baptism certificate in her papers. She was baptized also. So these things are happening right here, right under our nose. If we are not going to wake up, things are not good at all. And we think about other countries and that, but right here under our nose also, and there are many, many such cases. Not why what we are hearing locally, there are many, many such cases. This morning after the Quran Sharif Sabak, Mustad Bey told me a very, very important poem, short, very short, but it has got very great meaning in it. So he just asked Mustad Bey to repeat it again.
बिस्मिल्लाह रहमान रहीम. ये मेरा कोई असर नहीं है या मेरी कोई कामयाबी नहीं है, यदि किसी का असर है. असर तो ये है, अल्लाह ताला हमारे शेर रक्त कितना करीब है. इसलिए एक शायर कहता है, ये अल्लाह तू तो शेर रक्त भी करीब था, मगर अफसोस के हमसे ये रास्ता भी तय नहीं हुआ.
पोएट सेज दैट ओ अल्लाह यू आर मोर क्लोजर टू अस देन आवर लाइव्स जगुलर वेन. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah is more closer to us than our own lives also. But he says, what a pity, so close, but we didn't cover the distance to reach Allah. And if Allah have to ask us on the day of Qiyamah, I was so close to you and you didn't reach me. I was more closer. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. And here Allah says, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. I was so close to you and you didn't reach me. You didn't cover the distance to reach me. In no distance whatsoever. So Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat is very, very great. May Allah Ta'ala let us cover this distance. And what we really heard in the poem of Hazrat, and mashallah Mufti Ali Bhai, Allah reward him and make dua for his son also, is ill, and for all the sick people. Lot of people are in difficulties, and we all must consciously make dua for the Muslims in India, Kashmir, China, throughout the world. And for all sick people also, Ji Hazrat Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has taught us one very great easy dua for the people who are ill. Allahumma, that we all know, Allahumma ya Halimu ya Kareemu. Allahumma ya Halimu ya Kareemu. Ishfi, give shifa, and take the person's name. Allahumma ya Halimu ya Kareemu. Ishfi, Maulana Ahmad. Ya Halimu ya Kareemu. Ishfi, whoever it is. So very easy. Allahumma ya Halimu ya Kareemu. Ishfi, and take the name of the person. Hazrat Shaykh says only two conditions. One is read it with conviction. And Allah who is Halim and Kareem, and ulama have written, when you say Allahumma, Allah loves it. Oh my Allah. Begging in front of Allah. Oh my Allah. And you take his names, Ya Halimu, Ya Kareemu, Ishfi, and you take the name. So one is with conviction. And the other is in abundance. Read it a lot. And in according to Arabic grammar, three is plural. So if you read it three times, you read it a lot. And better read it seven times. And more also we can, different times. Whoever we think of, make dua for them. Allah give all shifa, inshallah. And then many hajis have returned, are returning. Allah give us tawfiq to learn the dua when we meet a returning haji. That qabil Allahu hajjak. May Allah accept your hajj. We should say that. If we can try and learn the Arabic, the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so wonderful. If not, the translation, wa ghafara zambak. And may Allah forgive all your sins. And wa akhlafa nafaqatak. Nafaqatak. And, oh Allah, give a return, recompense of all what you had spent in hajj. So this is the dua. And this is, in another riwayat also it comes that a haji will never get poor. Usually we think, especially nowadays with the exorbitant or the huge amounts, whatever it is, whether it is exorbitant or not, but a person gets a bit of a shock when he hears that amount you have to spend for hajj. But if we open our hearts and we spend it, then Allah will give much more. Allah give us the sincerity, and to do it for Allah's pleasure, Allah will give us much more in return. So Allah Ta'ala bless us with to learn this dua also, and to give it. And also what we have learned is that we can't stop learning. All the time, there are so many things that we don't know. We might think I know, and that is the height of our folly. That if a person thinks I know, the person, we are learning all the time. And if we open our minds and heart to learn, inshallah we will learn all the time. From this, that the hajis are coming back, there is another very wonderful encouragement for us about hajj also. Usually this expense is also so much, but for the hajj there is no two ways. A person has to go for hajj. And Allah give us the tawfiq that as soon as hajj is farz, we go. We make the entire, we get ready, and when hajj is farz on us, that we don't delay. We go and make our hajj. It is a great ibadat, and it is a great, so to say, completion of our deen and our Islam. It is a completion of it. It is a very, very great ibadat. Nafal hajj, optional hajj, that also Allah give us tawfiq. But so easy it has been made in Sharia. And again, like Allah is so close, and if we didn't cover that distance to reach Allah, We traveled around the world, but we didn't travel that short distance to reach Allah. So just like that, for nafal, optional hajj, there are so many things that we have been taught by which we can get that thawab of optional hajj. One is, a few are exclusive for men, others for women also. One is, if a person makes wudu at home and then he goes for his namaz, he gets the thawab of putting on ihram at home and going for hajj. Not only a person goes for hajj, nafal hajj, he'll go there, the miqat, he puts on his ihram or what. But this is like a person who puts on his ihram at home and is going for hajj. So that is just by making wudu at home. Allah give us tawfiq. And there are many, many more benefits to that also. Another one, which even women can do, is a person who makes ishraq namaz. After Fajr, we make Allah zikr, and when it's Ishraq time, we make two rakats of Ishraq namaz. We get the thawab of Hajj and Umrah. And in one riwayat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tam, full. In other words, don't have any doubts. Full Hajj and Umrah thawab. And in one riwayat, three times Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Tam, 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 completely full. Because a person gets a bit of a doubt that I'm sitting at home, no visa, no agent, how many things to go for Hajj? Nafal Hajj, Faraz, we have to go. So a person gets a full, full reward. Another third thing that we can do in order to get this reward, which is also more for men, or rather it is only for men, that whenever we go to the masjid, and if we are going to be listening to a talk of deen, like we came here now, or where there is kitab reading after Isha, whichever namaz, after Fajr there is some sabak, and you are going to teach that or you are going to learn it. Learn deen or teach deen. You get the thawab of one complete hajj. Okay? So whenever we come, yeah, also make the niyat. And in the listening or to the talk of deen, other places ulama have explained, we should listen with sincerity. Secondly, try and preserve it, that we learn it, we memorize it, we learn it, we preserve it, we know it. Thirdly, we practice it. And fourthly, we propagate it. And that is there much more thawab also. So to go to the masjid, to learn about deen, to teach about deen, a person gets the thawab also. And ulama also have explained that if you ask an alim for one masala, or somebody, an alim, he saw you do something, did something wrong, and he teaches you, make your sajda correctly like this. So is that just to learn one masala is also the thawab of a student of deen. It is not that a person is enrolled in a Darul Uloom and is learning. Even you ask one masala, it is also learning deen. So Allah give us that tawfiq also. Then the next one is that a person who makes umrah in Ramadan get the thawab of making hajj with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is a bit of a work to go for Umrah, but mashallah, in Ramadan crowds are also big, and it is nowadays it's summer also there, but anyway it is effort, but we'll get the thawab of making hajj with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the next one, which is so easy, and Allah make it, puts it in my heart, in all of us, give us pabandi on it, very, very easy, and perhaps of all the greatest thawab, and the easiest, very, very easy. I don't think anything can be more easier than this. And the rewards are so great, so enormous. That is, that a person who reads 100 times Subhanallah in the morning, and it takes about a minute to read Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. No wuzu condition, nothing. Just 100 times Subhanallah in the morning, 100 times Subhanallah at night. You get the thawab of 100 hajj. And this is in Tirmizi Sharif, one of the most authentic kitabs of hadith. So much thawab there is in there. Just now we'll explain many times, Shaitan also puts up, when you got so much thawab, so finish. One night I will read Subhanallah 100 times, morning I'll read, I got 100 hajj thawab, whole life I don't have to do anything else. 100 hajj thawab. So if Allah gives time, we'll explain that now, otherwise some other time. But anyway, Allah give us all tawfiq. Just about a minute in the morning, a minute at night, 100 nafal hajj thawab a person gets. And then the other is a person who serves his parents in old age, makes their khidmat. When they need his khidmat with love and affection, he does it. He gets the sawab of a hajj also, the sawab of a umrah also, and the sawab of jihad also. Just by making khidmat of one's parents. It is not easy, and usually in old age, you know, a person in his old age, his demands also. And no matter how much you do, you think, my children are doing nothing for me. All this happens, so it's not so easy. But the sawab of one full hajj, one umrah, and the sawab of going in jihad as well. And then the other, the seventh great amal in this, just to look at one's parents. Just that was serving them. Just to look at one's parents with love and affection. And yeah, it's not when they are old. At any time, to look at your parents with love and affection, a person gets the sawab of a hajj. So one sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that, O Allah's Rasul, if we look 100 times a day, in other words, there's so much sawab, 100 times, just look at my parents. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah's favors are even much more than that. We will think that how much is Allah going to give? We think, na'uzu billah, Allah protect us, that Allah is like us. That how much can Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that if you look 100 times, 100 hajj thawab. Like in one other riwayat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who reads, Qul huwallahu ahad, 10 times, Allah will build a mansion for him in Jannah. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, in that case, then we will build plenty of mansions. In other words, so easy. Just imagine if you just want to plant a pole for your letterbox, postbox. To dig it, to get the cement, the stone, the everything, the mortar, put it in, make sure it's 90 degrees straight, it's standing straight. How lot of work, but the whole mention, just reading Surah Ikhlas 10 times. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah's mercies and kindness are much more than that also. That you can keep on building. And really this will be, as Maulana explained also, in this time. If we wasted our time in haram, how terrible. In wrong things, in futile things. And today in things like holidays where we waste our time, where a person feels I must just go and relax and rest. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Dunya mehnat ki jaga hai, qabar sone ki jaga hai. There you nam ka naumatil uroos. And jannat maze urane ki jaga hai. This dunya is not for that really. Allah make us understand that this dunya is not for dunya, not for this. Our dunya is for akhirah. Dunya khuliqat lakum wa antum khuliqatum lil akhirah. We are created for the akhirah. So we make our time valuable. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Maulana explained, he just made it short. But time is really something to waste one moment. And then the precious times of Ramadan, the 10 days of Zulhijjah, Muharram's 2 days are coming, and this month of Ashur-e-Hurum, all very, very valuable times. So Allah give us tawfiq. Gee, with regard to that, many times, many people say also, that when I've got so much sawab, so I'm set, I don't have to worry, so much I've got. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained it. When the Sahaba also asked the same question. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, very lot of the sawab will go in payment, in replacement of Allah's ni'mat upon us. Gunas, one side will be gunas, that is afterwards. But a person lived a pure, clean life. So to say, he never commits any guna. And he made so much sawab, but most of the sawab will go for the ni'mat which Allah had given. For it has come that one person who Allah gave him to live on an island, And Allah made it for him. He was very pious, genuine buzur, pious. And Allah made a pomegranate tree grow there. And every morning one pomegranate should come on the tree, every evening. And one little well or fountain spring from where he should get sweet water. Around him was all salty water, sea water. So he should just eat this and do no work. Allah freed him for it. And with so much ikhlas that when the malaika used to come with Allah's commands to the earth, they should pass by him to take his barakah. Malaika should take his barakah. And when they should return again, also return by him, pass him to take his barakah. So on the day of the, he left for 200 years. And he made Allah's ibadat to, so to say, for every moment of his life, he made Allah's ibadat. So what will be his position? So Allah said, go, by mercy, go into Jannah. So he looked at Allah, he said, my 200 years ibadat, if I'm just going by your mercy, then my 200 years of ibadat. So Allah said, you want to make hisab kitab? No problem, Allah will make hisab kitab. For one eye, the payment of one eye's namat is 500 years ibadat. So you now bring your payment. For one eye is 500 years ibadat. And this person who made contest, so for many, for those people who are so pious, who hardly like make a guna, all that ibadat will go, so to say, to pay for the namats which Allah had given us. And today, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he should just drink sweet, cold water, he should say these namats. When he used to eat something, that, what's that? End of Surah Al-Hakim al-Takar. ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. We will question you of all the ni'mets that we had given you. We'll have to pay for it. Where we going? And then we people like myself all guna so much. Then how is that going to cover up for that? Okay? So, and gunas are definite. Our ibadat, whether it's accepted or not, whether we did it with conditions of acceptance, we don't know. And after, even if we do it with all conditions fulfilled of acceptance, Allah is Allah, He's Malik. If He doesn't want to accept it, He can reject it. It is up to Him. But gunas are 100% what we have come. How are we going to? So whatever. So these amal of hajj, so easy, and the reward of one hajj is so great by Allah Ta'ala. And all these are so easy. Again, that one amal of 100 times, and in the evening, 100 times, subhanallah, Allah give us tawfiq, we read Tasbihat-e-Fatmi after Maghrib. So we read it 33 times. We read Tasbihat-e-Fatmi after Isha. Allah give us tawfiq, we should be reading it. So again, another 33, 66. We read it before sleeping. Another 33 is 99. Just one more and make it 100. So the night 100 is so easy, it's already there. And if we read it, it's only a minute. And in the morning, during the morning period, read it 100 times, and 100 hajj sawab we will get. May Allah give me and give us all tawfiq. Really, it is really, this is the, for in this dunya, to earn all this. Eh? And a person can think also, I go on a holiday, like so to say, everything is above board. The takeaway, they're also big halal signs. So food is also halal. No problem with that also. And everything, but you will see, your namazas are not with jamaat, they're not in the masjid. And namaz in the masjid, how valuable. Namaz with jamaat, how. And in all probability, our tilawat also gets all haphazard. If we do it, don't do it. And this subhanallah also, in all probability, we will forget it. So anyway, Allah give us tawfiq of all righteousness and make us His close servants. And this dunya's life, as Maulana explained, this is a life that would not time to be wasted. Time is extremely precious, and that time which Allah made even more precious, the days of Ramadan, the nights of Ramadan, the 10 days of Zulhijjah, all these other times, Allah give me and all of us tawfiq. One saying in Gujarati, Hanj Parta Hamajmaave. When the evening comes, the evening of your life, then you understand. While you are in your youth, it doesn't, it's just people they talk, man. Just leave them alone. They don't know what they think. They are lost case. And we don't understand it. Fortunate are those young people. Today we were talking, and when you're still young and you get this understanding Allah gives you, very fortunate is that person. Otherwise, we are in ghaflat. We don't worry about these things. And then when it hits us, then we see it's too late now. Not too late, Allah's mercy is very great. But you feel now only I'm an old, dead donkey. And now I've come to understand. So Allah make it, if we, the earlier we understand, the quicker it comes into us, the more fortunate we will be. Allah give us all tawfiq.